You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now to recognize an anniversary this week of the U.S. Marine Corps.
Thursday marks the 236th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. On November 10, 1775, the Continental Congress authorized Robert Mullen, the proprietor of the Tun Tavern in Philadelphia, to raise two battalions of naval infantry, also known as Marines. Captain Samuel Nicholas was the first commissioned officer of what became the United States Continental Marines, and, by this tradition, he is considered the first commandant of the Marine Corps. Since that time, the Marines have served in every war in the history of the United States. Their original mission was to serve as infantry aboard warships. They were responsible for the vessel's security, for boarding enemy ships and manning raiding parties, and for defending the officers from mutiny. In their first amphibious assault, they landed and took control of the British Ammunition Depot at New Providence in the Bahamas. This assault began the Corps' prowess in force projection, putting people quickly on the ground and where they are needed, and securing the beachhead for other forces. Their theories and practices of how to accomplish this made them the centerpiece of the Pacific War strategy in World War II. Whenever the United States has needed to use lightly armed, rapid deployable forces, the Marines have always been the first choice. They were sent to North Africa in 1804 to battle the Barbary pirates in an attempt to capture Tripoli. They held the center of Andrew Jackson's line at the Battle of New Orleans in 1815. The Mexican War saw the Marines assault the Chapultepec Palace in Mexico City in 1847. These anti-pirate and Mexican actions are immortalized in the Marine Corps hymn, From the Hall of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli. During the Civil War, Marines participated in the blockade of southern ports. During the Red River Campaign, a detachment under Lieutenant Frank Church served as Admiral David Dixon Porter's bodyguard aboard the flagship Black Hawk. They also operated in the jungles of the Philippines, Cuba, and in Puerto Rico during the Spanish-American War in 1898, and on the rivers of China during the Boxer Rebellion of 1899. The Germans found them to be vicious fighters in the trenches of World War I, where they fought notably at Belleau Wood in 1918. They led 22 major landings in the Pacific during World War II. During the Korean War, they held the Pusan perimeter, and they were instrumental at the landing of Incheon and the Chosin Reservoir. Marines were awarded 42 Medals of Honor in that nasty war. The Vietnam War saw the Marines in every area of fighting. Through the remainder of the 20th century, they saw action in Grenada, Panama, and in Lebanon, where they faced heavy casualties in a suicide attack. The Marines admirably served in both Iraq wars and are deployed there and in Afghanistan today. The motto of the Marine Corps is Semper Fidelis, always faithful. They are. There is no such thing as an ex-Marine. They always consider themselves part of the Corps. The Marines often stand between us and barbarism, protecting our interests across the world, guarding embassies, serving aboard ships and forward bases, prepared to fight for our interests whenever and wherever needed. And because history matters, I will today offer a classic Marine ending. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history here at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 with History Matters. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.